当你读圣经的时候，你会发现有这个真神一直在历史当中一直在做工，一直行神迹。
But then secularism and unbelief comes along and says that the supernatural and God are not relevant for our life.
然后世俗主义进来了，然后就告诉我们说，超自然的事情和神没有任何的关系。
And that's bad, but the worst that happens is the church starts to believe this.
那是一个很糟的一个状况，很糟的信息。但是可悲的是，这个谎言也在教会被人们渐渐的相信。
And many Christians who used to have a vibrant personal work with the Lord, walk with the Lord, now end up with cold and distant hearts from God.
这个造成的结果是，教会当中本来有一些非常热情的、非常极力追求与神、每天与神同行的基督徒，也渐渐的心变冷淡了，也不再相信神今天还在做工。
The term that we call this is backslidden, or a backsliding Christian.
这个有一个术语形容这种状况，就是一个后滑、一个倒退、一个冷淡了的。
And we're in a new series, and we're learning how to turn our hearts back to God.
我们今年要开始一个新的系列，就是把我们的心转向神。
There are 16 revivals that are recorded in the Bible.
在圣经当中有16处记录着这样的一个属灵的大复兴。
And we're going to take a look at these revivals over the coming months.
所以在接下来的几个月当中，我们会一一来看这些属灵的复兴。
But there was a revival that took place in the United States in 1950.
在美国曾经在1950年左右，曾经有这样的一个属灵的大复兴出现过。
It happened at Wheaton College.
它发生在芝加哥附近的这个惠顿学院。
And there were 1,500 students that gathered in the chapel for a group of evangelistic meetings.
当时有1,500人聚集在他们的这个一个小教堂当中，有一个福音布道的这样一个会议。
On Sunday, a letter was read of a revival that was occurring at another church or another school.
当时周日的这样的一个信，告诉大家在另外一个学校有这样的一个属灵的苏醒。
And this letter told of how God was working in the hearts of students at this school.
那封通讯就告诉这些惠顿学院的学生们，神怎样在另一个学校的学生的心当中做工。
Well, Monday and Tuesday of that week, the church service were just like regular services.
那接下来，在这个学校的周一周二的这样的一个聚集这样的一个主日的这样的一个聚集都很平常。
But on Wednesday night, students were told, you can have 10 minutes to share a testimony of what God's doing in your life.
然后在周三的晚上，学生被告是他们有这样的机会，每个人可以有10分钟来做见证，见证神如何在他们的生命当中做事。
And the Spirit of God fell on that group of people, those 1,500 students.
然后神的灵，降在了这惠顿学院的这1,500个学生身上。
And soon there was a long line of students who wanted to come and confess their sin before God and before the other students.
然后你就看见有非常一个长龙一个队伍学生们一个一个排队来要承认来认罪。
Hour after hour, they kept coming forward and sharing what God was talking to them in their hearts about.
然后一小时过去，两小时过去，时间渐渐过去，但是人还是越来越多，越来越多的学生来到这里来分享，来见证神在他们心里面所做的转变，做的工作。
They confess their pride, they confess their hard hearts, they confess their lack of faith.
他们承认他们的骄傲，承认他们的心刚硬，承认他们的缺乏信心。
And these students rededicated their lives to following Jesus.
然后他们这些学生已经认识神了，他们再一次的重新的将自己献上，要委身给神。
This time of sharing went on for 47 hours and 40 minutes.
这样的一个属灵的复兴持续了47个小时，40分钟。
Nowhere in Scripture was were the people of God in more danger than at Mount Sinai?
可能在圣经当中，没有任何的地方，这样的生活的危险的程度超过在西乃山所发生的事情。
You remember how God had called Moses to the top of that mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
大家还记得摩西被神呼召上山要去接受律法。
And while he was away, do you remember what the nation did?
大家还记得当摩西上山在山上还没下来，人群当中，看不见摩西的时候，你们还记得发生什么事了吗？
They built a golden calf and started worshiping and bowing down to an idol.
然后他们这些人，因为见不到摩西，就，建了一个，金牛犊，然后向金牛犊下拜，说这就是引他们出埃及的神。
Sin broke out in the camp, and there was a tremendous hardening of the hearts to God.
在以色列人当中，这样的这个罪性爆发出来了。
This is just a reminder of how quickly we can fall into a backslidden state.
这就提醒了我们，多么容易就离开神，我们的心就，自己就出来了。
But Exodus 33 shows us how to get out of being a backslider.
所以出埃及记的33章就告诉我们了一个方法，一个方式，如何从这样的罪性当中出来，再次回到神的面前。
I'd like to pause just a second, and I wish I could speak with all of you.
我想在这里停一下，我真希望我有机会能和你们当中的每一位都有机会交谈。
But my question would be, do you think your heart is in a backslidden state?
所以我想问问你们每一个人，你的心现在是不是处于这样一个后退，冷淡了的状态？
Would you say that your love for God is hot and passionate, and that's all that you want is to be with him?
还是你的心，你对神的心是非常有热情，非常火热，你一直想和神在一起？
If that's not the condition of your heart, we need to look at Exodus 33.
如果现在你的心不是这种火热的状态，那我们就今天一起来看看出埃及记33章。
Because Exodus 33 shows us four prayers that we should pray to turn our hearts back to God.
因为出埃及记的33章告诉了我们有四个这样的祷告的词，可以帮助我们，将我们冷淡的心再次回转过来，回转回到神的面前。
The first prayer is forgive me.
第一个祷告就是，求你赦免我。
In this situation that's unfolding, God has said, I'm not going to go up into the promised land with you.
在这段经文当中可以看到这个经文渐渐展开向我们显示的说是说耶和华神告诉摩西说我不会跟着你们上去应许之地。
And when the nation hears these words, they're distressed.
当百姓听见这凶信就悲哀。
Now why would God not be able to go into the promised land with them?
那为什么神没有办法和他们同去呢？
It says there, because God saw their hearts. It said, you are a stiff-necked people.
大家可以看到经文的第三节，耶和华神说，因为你们是硬着颈项的百姓。
And that's a term that you would use on the farm when you have oxen that you're using to plow a field.
硬着颈项这个词呢，在那个时候常常是在这个农夫他们每天生活的这个环境当中所看到的，是当农夫使用公牛去犁地的时候，当牛不愿意听从农夫的指导的时候，他就硬着颈项。
And if the oxen didn't want to follow the guidance of the farmer, they would make their necks very stiff and disobey him.
然后当这个公牛他不愿意去跟从农夫的指引的时候，他就会故意把他颈项上的这个肌肉给坚硬起来，然后他就显示出他的不顺服。
And God is saying, because you are disobeying me, I'm going to have to destroy you, so I can't go with you.
所以神在这里说，因为你们是硬着颈项的，因为你们是背逆我的，不听从我的话的，所以我想要摧毁你们。
Here's the bottom line.When we sin, we lose our fellowship and our intimacy with God.
这是神的底线。当我们不顺服的时候，当我们悖逆的时候，神就我们就失去了和神在一起的亲密无间的这样的一个状态，一个权利。
Sin is dangerous. Sin is actually deadly in our lives.
罪是非常危险的，其实它是致命的。
And the bad news is that everyone listening to my voice right now, we are in danger of having sin break our relationship with God.
在现在每一个听我说话的人，其实我们都有这样的罪性，我们很容易因着罪性就跟神分离了。
So every day we need to confess our sin before God.
所以每一天我们都要来到神的面前，向神承认我们的罪。
We need to pray every day, Lord, forgive me.
所以我们每一天都要做这样的祷告，主啊，求你赦免我。
I want us to understand two key words here. One is we need to understand what confession is.
在这里我们需要去理解两个关键词，第一个是认罪。
Confession actually means to say the same thing.
认罪这个词呢，其实是表示说同样的话。
This means that we're going to say to God, God, I know from your point of view, this sin should not be in my life.
其实这就是意味着我们每天都要对神说，主啊，我知道这是罪性，这不应该出现在我的生命生活当中。
What I did or what I think is wrong because you think it's wrong.
主啊，我知道从你的圣洁的神的角度，我知道这件事是错的，不应该这样子。
And when we humble ourselves and look at ourselves from God's point of view,We then say, Lord, please forgive me.
当我们谦卑在神面前的时候，从神的角度来看罪的时候，我们就能够向神认罪。
If we have the courage to confess our sin, God has the power to forgive it.
如果我们有这样的勇气，能够来到神的面前认罪的话，神就有这样的能力去赦免我们。
The second word is understanding repentance.
第二个关键词，我们在这里要明白的是悔改。
The word repentance actually means to change direction.
悔改这个词其实，应该它的意思其实是改变方向。
It means I'm walking this way, and when I repent, it means I'm going to walk this way.
比如说像牧师所显示的，当我们可能向东走的时候，其实我们需要改变方向，向西行。
So this is not a shallow repentance. This is a changing of the direction of our life.
所以这不是一个肤浅的一个悔改，这乃是我们生命的一个大的一个转变。
And if you want to revive your heart, you need to pray, Lord, forgive me.
所以如果你想真的有生命的改变的话，你必须要来祷告，主啊，求你来赦免我。
If your heart is cold,If you feel distant from God, you need to pray, Lord, forgive me.
如果你的心已经冷淡了，如果你觉得神离你很远，那就是时候你要来到神的面前祷告说，主啊，求你赦免我。
The second prayer is, Lord, teach me your ways.
第二个祷告词是，主，求你将你的道路指示我。
Turning our hearts back to God means we need to say,God, your ways are higher than my ways, and I'm going to follow your way, not my way.
第二个祷告，来到神面前真正的悔改，表示向神承认说，你的道路高过我的道路，我要来遵行你的话语。
Moses had spent 40 years in the Egyptian culture.
摩西花了40年在埃及王宫当中学习埃及的各样的文化知识。
He has spent 40 years in the desert culture of shepherds.
然后他又花了40年的时间在旷野学习怎么当一个牧人。
Now he's leading 2-3 million people walking through a desert.
然后现在神要他去带领300万的人过一个新的生活。
And at 80 years old, he is praying, Lord, teach me your ways.
他花了82年的时间一直做一个相同的祷告，就是神啊，求你将你的道指示我。
When we pray, Lord, teach me your ways, we're actually admitting three truths about ourselves.
当我们来到神的面前祷告说，主啊，求你将你的道指示我，其实代表着我们要承认三个真相事实。
The first is that we're admitting that we don't have the answers.
所以我们第一个，其实我们承认的是关乎自身，我们承认的是我们没有答案。
There is great freedom and peace in saying, Lord, teach me your ways.
当我们说主啊，求你将你的道指示我们的时候，我们有这样的自由，我们会感受到无限的自由和平安。
Personally, I can say at age 66, I wake up every day and I ask the Lord to teach me something new.
所以每一天当我早上醒来的时候，我都是做这样的一个祷告，求神来将他的道指示我，今天教我新的东西。
When we pray this prayer, Lord, teach me your ways, it changes us from focusing horizontally to focusing vertically.
当我们做这样的祷告，主啊，求你将你的道指示我们的时候，我们将我们的重心从我们这样一个水平线在世的这个暂时的这今生，换到了一个纵向的和神的这样一个永生的一个眼光，一个角度。
This prayer also creates a thirst within us and makes us students.
当我们做这样祷告的时候，也让我们有这样的一个渴慕的心，一个谦卑的心，我们愿意有新的学习。
Every day, we are going to learn what is important in life, what is eternal in life.
每一天我们都要学习对我们来说什么是最重要的，什么东西是值得花时间投资在永生上的。
I hope that you're still students and you're still asking God every day, Lord, teach me your ways.
我希望你们的每一位还是有这样的一个像学生一样的愿意终身学习的心态，说每天说主啊，求你将你的道指示我，求你今天教我新的东西。
Third is it gives us a textbook to study. We're going to study the Bible.
第三个真相是我们每一个人都有圣经在手可以学习。
You will learn the ways of God by studying the Bible every day.
你如何能知道神的道路，神的旨意呢？唯有去通过每天来读圣经，学习圣经。
So if your heart is cold, if God is distant from you, you need to pray, Lord, teach me your ways.
所以如果你的心已经冷淡了，如果你觉得神离你很远，那就开始这样的祷告，说主啊，求你将你的道指示我。
A third prayer is Lord, manifest your presence.
第三个祷告就是求神，主啊，你来彰显你的同在。
It says here in our text that Moses would speak to God face to face.
在出埃及记33:11这里说到耶和华与摩西面对面说话。
And this means that you would have to be not just in the same room as the person, but you would have to be looking into the face of that person.
所以面对面说话的意思是不光光两个人在一个房间，同一个房间里，还必须是面对面，眼睛看到对方的眼睛。
When you're face to face with someone, you're looking directly into their eyes.
当你面对面与对方说话的时候，你们眼睛对着眼睛。
And revival prayer starts by us saying, Lord, I want to be directly in your presence.
当我们做这样的，想要有这样的属灵的复兴的时候，我们其实是在恳求神，我们愿意真的是有神的同在，我们愿意活在神的面前。
Revival prayer says this, Lord, I'm not going to walk out of my house unless I know you're by my side.
这样的祷告说，我不愿意走出这个房间，直到主啊，我知道你和我同在。
Moses said to God, there is no way I'm going into that promised land unless you're by my side.
所以摩西，摩西的回应是说，主啊，如果你不与我同去应许之地的话，我就不去了。
How many times does our hearts ache for us that we would want to be close to God and in his presence?
有多少次我们的心在痛苦当中，我们是因为我们知道我们跟神离得不是很近。
The deepest longing of our hearts is to be connected to the eternal God.
我们心中最深的渴望，这样的一个空洞，就是我们想要和永生的神在一起。
There is nothing more important in our lives than us realizing that we are in the presence of God, even right now.
我们这一生最大的渴望就是永生的神在我们的面前，他和我们同在。
So again, I want to ask you a very personal question. When was the last time you sensed God's presence in your life?
所以我要问大家一个非常个人的问题。上一次你觉得神和你同在是什么时候？
When was the last time you were moved to tears when you were worshiping God?
上一次你在敬拜当中热泪盈眶是什么时候？
When was the last time you sensed this supernatural peace come upon you?
上一次你感觉到从神而来的这样一个超自然的这样一个平安是什么时候？
When was the last time you sensed that Jesus was your friend and he was by your side?
上一次你感知到耶稣是你的朋友，他就在你旁边是什么时候？
The issue here is if we want God's presence in our life, we must pursue him.
这就是问题的关键。如果我们想要神与我们同在，我们必须竭力追求他。
There's a verse in Jeremiah chapter 29 says, "If you seek me, you will seek me and find me. If you seek me with all of your heart."
耶利米书二十九章十三节这样说：你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
You will not be face to face with God if your heart is only half into it.
如果你的心只是50%在追求神，你根本就没有办法和神面对面。
We have to pray and declare, God, I want you above everything in life, even life itself.
我们必须向神做这样的祷告，主啊，我需要你胜过生命生活当中所有的一切，只有这样我们才能与神面对面。
If your heart is cold and you sense that you're distant from God, pray this prayer.Lord, manifest your presence.
如果你的心冷淡了，如果你感觉神离你很远，你就试着来做这样的祷告。主啊，求你彰显你的同在。
Let's go to our fourth prayer.
我们下面来看第四个祷告。
In verses 18 through 23.
出埃及记33章18到23节。
Then Moses said, Now show me your glory.
摩西说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
Now this is actually a very dangerous prayer.
其实这是一个非常危险，甚至会威胁生命的这样的一个要求。
Because the glory of God, God doesn't have a body, but he has this brilliant effect around him.
这个为什么说它是危及生命的这样的一个要求？因为神是没有形体的，神是一个灵，凡要见到神的面，这个人就无法存活了。
The glory of God is his character. It is his nature. It is his goodness.
怎么理解神的荣耀？神的荣耀就是他的他的属性、他的特征、他的恩慈。
And this effect of God is so brilliant that it would cause all sinful people to simply be destroyed in a second.
神是这样的荣耀圣洁，以至于他的这样的一个荣耀圣洁这样的光发出来的时候，没有东西能够存活下来，人都要死了。
So God says to Moses, "You can't see that because it'll kill you."
所以神对摩西说，你没有办法看到我。如果你看到我的话，你就死了。
But he says, "I will let my afterburn go by you."
但是神告诉摩西说，我会让你看见我荣耀经过后的余晖。
Here's a picture of the space shuttle.
下面张那个幻灯片，这里是一张航天飞机的这样一个升空的这样一个照片。
And God is saying, you can't look at the space shuttle of me because it'll kill you.
所以神其实说，你没有办法看见我作为一个航天飞机，因为那会让你致命。
But I will let you see the afterburn, that you will see how awesome and magnificent I am.
但是你可以看见我荣耀经过后的余晖这样的荣耀的光辉有何等的令人敬畏。
We see the glory of God when we see answers to prayer, when we see miracles happening in our life.
当我们看见我们的祷告蒙应允，当我们看见神在我们的生命当中做奇迹的时候，我们就是看见了神的荣耀。
When was the last time you saw the glory of God?
你还记得上一次你看见神的荣耀是什么时候了吗？
If your heart is cold, if God is distant from you, pray, Lord, show me your glory.
如果你的心冷淡了，如果你觉得神离你很远，那就做这样的祷告吧。主啊，求你将你的荣耀显给我看。
It's clear from Exodus 33 that God is inviting us into a relationship with him.
所以这信息在这里已经很明显了，神邀请我们，真的是，与他同在，能够活在他的面前。
He wants every person in FCCC to have a heart that's connected to him.
所以他希望我们在这里南康州华人基督教会的每一个人都能够，将心和他连接起来。
He wants you to have a deeper, revived relationship with him.
他希望我们每一个人和他有这样的一个，深入的、亲密的一个被复兴的这样的一个关系。
If you're not experiencing that right now, you need to change it.
如果你现在没有这样的一个深入的、一个亲密的关系，那你需要做一些改变。
Here is a little formula that bears repeating.
下面我会告诉大家一个值得重申的这样的一个小公式。
Change of pace, change of place equals change of perspective.
改变你的生活节奏，改变你的这样的一个，换环境地点，可以将你的眼光和角度也随之改变。
If you want your heart to be transformed and changed, you have to change the pace of your life.
如果你想你的心被更新的话，能有巨大的转变的话，你必须来调整改变你的生活的节奏。
I encourage you to give God the best minutes of your day.
我来鼓励你们，鼓励大家每一个人，每一天将你最好的时间、最清醒的时间来献给神。
If you're a morning person, you need to get up earlier to spend time with God.
如果你是一个早起的人，你早上一起来做的第一件事就是来花时间和神在一起。
If you're an evening person, you need to set aside time for God in the evening.
如果你是个夜猫子或者是比较晚睡的人，那你需要在晚上的时间分别一段时间出来花时间和神在一起。
But give him the best minutes of your day.
所以要将我们每一天当中最好的时间献给神。
And then you need to have a change of place.
然后你需要改变你的这样的一个地点。
It's interesting that Moses built a tent outside of the camp so he could spend time with God.
如果大家还记得刚刚读的33章的经文的话，很有意思的是摩西在，他们驻扎的营外建立了这样一个帐篷，这个帐篷被称为会幕。
And I encourage you to take a chair like this.
我鼓励你们每一个人都来去选一张椅子。
And say, God, this is going to be the God chair.
所以来对神说，主啊，这是你的椅子，这是神之椅。
And I'm going to meet you tomorrow morning at 6:30 in this chair, and I'm going to speak with you and talk with you.
明天早上6:30，我会在这张椅子上来和你相遇，我来会和你说话，来读你的话语。
And I want to meet with you in this place every day for the rest of this month.
然后在接下来这个月剩下的日子当中，我每一天都会在这张椅子上来和你相遇。
And when you get to that place, if you don't know what to say to him, you have 4 prayers to pray.
当你选定了这样的一个地点，选定了这样一个固定的地方，如果你不知道从什么地方开始说什么话的时候，你可以说这4个祷告词。
Lord, forgive me.
主啊，求你赦免我。
Lord, teach me your ways.
主啊，求你将你的道指示我。
Lord, manifest your presence.
主啊，求你彰显你的同在。
And Lord, show me your glory.
主啊，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Father, we thank you that you have invited us into a relationship with you.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你自己来亲自的邀请我们来进入和你这样有一个亲密的关系。
Forgive us for allowing the things of life to crowd you out.
赦免我们，我们常常让这个生活当中繁忙的事情将你挤出去，我们忽略了你。
We ask that you would change our hearts and turn them back to you.
求你自己来改变我们的心思意念，真的是让我们能够回转归向你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.